You are listening to Beyond Helm with Robin Beatty, a JCast Network podcast. For more information about Robin Beatty, visit her on the web at robinbeatty.com, RobinBaDy.com. For more information about the other wonderful JCast Network podcasts, visit jcastnetwork.org. When I was a little kid, my mother read us The Rutabaga Stories by Carl Sandburg. She decided that we needed to have some literature in our background, and so we did. I loved the stories then, and I love them now. And now, I'll share one with you. This is the story of how Bimbo the Snip's thumb stuck to his nose when the wind changed. Once there was a boy in the village of Liver and Onions whose name was Bimbo the Snip. He never did what his mother and father told him to do, or told him not to do. One day, his father, Bevo the Hike, came home and found Bimbo the Snip sitting on his front steps with his thumb fastened to his nose and his fingers wiggling. "I can't take my thumb away from my nose, Pop, because, well, when I put my thumb to my nose and wiggled my fingers at the ice fan, the wind changed. It's just like Mom said. The wind changed, and my thumb stuck fast, and I can't get it off." Bevo the Hike took hold of that thumb, and he pulled. Well, he tied a clothesline wrap about it and pulled. He pushed against it with his foot and his hands. All the while, the thumb stuck fast, and those fingers wiggled from the end of the nose of Bimbo the Snip. Well, Bevo the Hike had to think of something. He sent to the ward alderman. The old ward alderman took a look and sent for the barn boss of the street cleaning department. The barn boss, he sent for the head vaccinator of the Vaccination Bureau of the Health Department. And the head vaccinator of the Vaccination Bureau of the Health Department sent for the big main fixer of the weather department. They know what to do with the wind and when the wind changes. And the big main fixer of the weather department said, "Ahem, let's see. Yes. Well, you have to hit the end of the thumb 6 times with the end of a traffic policeman's club, and it will come loose." Well, Bevo the Hike went looking for a traffic policeman and found one on the corner, standing there with a whistle in his hand, whistling the wagons and cars which way to go. And he said to the traffic policeman, "My son, Bimbo the Snip, he has his thumb fastened to his nose, and it won't come loose unless you hit it 6 times with the end of your traffic policeman's club." But the traffic policeman said, "Well, I can't leave my place on the corner where I am whistling the wagons and cars which way to go, unless you get a monkey to come and take my place." So Bevo the Hike went to the zoo, where he found a monkey. And he said to the monkey, "The wind changed, and my son, Bimbo the Snip, his thumb is fastened to his nose and will not come loose unless it is hit 6 times with the end of a traffic policeman's club. But the traffic policeman can't leave his place on the corner where he's telling the wagons and cars which way to go until a monkey comes and takes his place." And the monkey said,
"Get me a ladder with a whistle, yeah, and I'll climb up and whistle and tell the wagons and cars which way to go."
So Bevo the Hike hunted and hunted and looked and looked and searched and searched and tried and tried until his eyes and his feet, his head and his heart were tired from top to bottom. And that's when he saw an old widow woman whose husband had been killed in a sewer explosion when he was digging sewer ditches. Well, she was carrying a bundle of picked-up kindling wood in a bag on her back because she didn't have enough money to buy coal. And Bevo the Hike said to her, "You have a problem, and everyone can see it. I have a problem, too, but no one can see it." And she said to him, "Tell me your problem, sonny." And so he did. And she said, "Well, in the next corner, there's an old umbrella handle maker. He makes long, long umbrella handles, and he has a ladder to climb up when he's making long umbrella handles, and it has a whistle on it for him to be whistling." Bevo the Hike thanked her, and he went to the next block, and he saw the umbrella handle maker, and he said, "The wind changed, and my son, Bimbo the Snip's thumb, is fastened to his nose, and it won't come off until it's hit 6 times with the end of a traffic policeman's club. But the traffic policeman can't leave his place on the corner where he's telling the wagons and cars which way to go unless a monkey comes and takes his place. But the monkey won't come and take his place unless he has a ladder to climb up with a whistle for him to be whistling." And the old umbrella handle maker said, Tonight I have a job where I need to make a long, long umbrella handle. And I will need the ladder to climb up and the whistle, yes, the whistle to be whistling. But if you bring it back by tonight, you can have it today." Oh, Bevo the Hike promised. And then he took the ladder to the monkey. The monkey took the place of the traffic policeman. And the traffic policeman came to the house of Bimbo the Snip and Bevo the Hike, where Bimbo the Snip was sitting on the front steps. And that traffic policeman took his thumb club. And he hit that thumb 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times with the end of his club. But the thumb stayed fast. But the 6th time he did it, the thumb came loose. Bevo the Hike thanked the traffic policeman. He thanked the monkey. He took the ladder back to the umbrella handle maker, and he thanked him. And that night, when Bimbo the Snip was all tucked up in bed, he said to his father, "I promise I'll be careful the next time I stick my thumb to my nose, the next time the wind changes."